Well, things are pretty good. You know, we're looking at a loosening of COVID restrictions somewhat. People's lives are getting back to normal. They're able to be with their extended families, looking forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas and sharing that with families, but also using common sense by recognizing that COVID is still out there and it's something that we have to deal with and be cognizant of. But Nebraskans are usually an optimistic people. You know, especially when you're in agriculture, you have to be positive. You have to have that hopeful outlook because there's so many risks involved that you really have no control over. Weather, markets, anything like that. And now when I'm back in the state and I'm back almost every weekend and I say to Nebraskans, what's on your mind? And Nebraskans are worried about inflation. That's really been something I hear about a lot. They're seeing costs go up every time they go to the grocery store. They're seeing costs go up every time they fill up their tank with gas. It gets more and more and more expensive. And they're wondering how they're going to be able to juggle a family budget and meet the needs of their family and take care of their family when you have this out-of-control inflation, it looks like. So that's put another risk out there for all Nebraskans, but for ag families especially too. And if you look at the states in the Midwest, we're seeing a higher rate of inflation than the rest of the country. It's about 7.3% the consumer prices have increased. And the rest, that's, I think, about a point higher than the rest of the country. So people are watching that and they're worried about it and they want to be able to see some solutions, some changes happen here in Washington, D.C. that's going to help them